Now, have you ever wondered why we eat pretty much everything except insects? I mean, they're low fat, they're super high protein, and pretty much anyone with a backyard can breed them, as anyone with a backyard will tell you during mosquito season. So why aren't bugs on the dinner table? Well, that's the focus of one of the documentaries at the Antenna Documentary Film Festival. In fact, Antenna has even worked out a way to get you sampling the product. Now, to talk more about it, I'm joined by Kate Vine, and she's Antenna Festival Director. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now, what did you have for breakfast this morning, Kate? Was it bugs?
I actually haven't had breakfast yet. I'm not the earliest riser.
Well, thank you for joining us before having your bowl of mealyworms or something like that. Now, the documentary's called Bugs, and it actually follows a couple of chefs from the absurdly popular restaurant called Noma in Denmark as they look at why we're not eating this stuff. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a fantastic film looking at eating insects and essentially these two charismatic, fantastic food scientists from the lab in Copenhagen travel the world, learning how to cook, source and how to cook insects and how to make them into culinary delights. But really the film is about, it's an environmental film. It's about food security and going forwards and the fact that the population's increasing, but, you know, we can't keep going the way that we have been. So it's a really fun film, but it's looking at some very serious issues.
And I think that's what's great about it. It's not just sort of, you know, gastronautical adventures. It's actually looking at what this could do, like an actual production of insects as food, what that could do for hunger.
Absolutely, because we need to produce 70% more protein on 30% less farmland. And I think the film beautifully reflects ourselves back to us because, you know, people love gourmet food these days and things being really fancy, and these guys are from Noma, which is the best restaurant in the world. So
they're partly
looking at how to make these incredible dishes. You know, they almost have a scientific process to it, but also looking at and considering everybody in the world and how can we make sure everybody's well fed.
Now, would you or have you eaten insects personally?
I have many times. The first time I ever ate them was in Mexico. I was in Oaxaca City and I noticed these big baskets of crickets on the side of the road. And I'm a pretty adventurous person and I ended up really enjoying snacking on them when I was travelling.
See, I've only had them as kind of gourmet food, not as like regular food from an area. So I've had them done up in a really gorgeous chili dish, actually. And I can't even think where it was, a pop-up restaurant. It was crickets and mealyworms. And I went on to buy a little packet of kind of snacking crickets. And you're right, there's something satisfyingly crunchy and delicious about them.
Yeah, and I mean, I think they, you know, we're human beings. We came from nature. I think really it makes sense that we eat them, and so many countries do. My personal theory is that the more removed we are from spending time in nature, the stranger that eating insects seems. But I find it really, you know, it connects me to my wildness.
I'm kind of with you. Even scorpions, which I may have had as well. Look, you've actually done something a little bit different with Cow and Moon to try and get people in a bit of a bug-eating mood.
Yeah, so essentially when I was helping to organise a festival, I went and picked up some gelato from Cow and the Moon, and I was looking at the flavours, and I just had the idea how fantastic if people that come to the screening can actually have the opportunity to eat insects. And what better way than, you know, something sweet, and they make such incredible gelato. So the idea happened, and I presented it to Cow and Moon, and they loved it. So we're going to be serving guava and ant chop tops to the people who come and see the film.
Guava and ant. That would be an incredible combination.
Pretty excited. Apparently the ants have a real acidic little pop.
Yeah, that'd be all the formic acid. That'd be really quite lovely, actually. Now, when's the screening? It's this Saturday, isn't it?
It is. It's at the Chevelle this Saturday the 15th at 1 p.m.
Look, I'm pretty excited for it. You'll definitely see me there. Kate, thank you very much for chatting to us. What are you going to have for breakfast then? Come on. Have you got something tucked away in the freezer, something interesting and exciting?
Well, the festival starts today, so I'm not sure if I'll get to have breakfast because I'm going to rush off, but I usually have scrambled eggs with smoked salmon and dill, so nothing overly exciting unless I sprinkle some edible flowers on top.
Oh, I do like the sound of that. Kate, thanks very much for chatting to breakfast and good luck with the documentary.
Thanks so much for having me. Bye.
Bye. Kate Vinen, Festival Director at the Antenna Documentary Film Festival. Bugs on Saturday.